there were already signs of disenchantment. The disenchantment had to do, apparently, there are only hints, but apparently it had to do that he believed that he was the Messiah. It's hard to phrase it correctly, but apparently one of the prerequisites to be the Messiah is not to think that you're the Messiah. And what happened was that he lost the support of Rabbi Akiva in the middle. And he lost the support of the Talmidei Chachamim in the middle. They saw in him that it wasn't it. They saw in it a personal aggrandizement. They saw in it that... Well, what happens is, I think the best example, for instance, there's a Medrash in Eicha that compares him to King Saul, to Shaul HaMelech, who before he became the king, ben shono shol b'molcho. When Saul became the king, he was as clean of sin as a one-year-old baby, the Tanakh says. And he was the person that hid. When they wanted to crown him as the king, he was hiding. He was such a modest, humble person. But what happens, you know, Lord Acton's famous statement about power, that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So before you're the king, you know, you're a nice guy. President of the United States, when he runs for election, will not raise taxes. And he will not, he wouldn't dream of hurting a fly. But after you're the king, and Mel Brooks' famous statement, right, it's good to be the king. You know, the king can do whatever he wants. And if you believe you're the king, so then you're doomed. Then you're doomed. We'll see, God willing, in one of our future lectures regarding Rabbi Yehuda Anossi and his friend, the Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius, Marcus Antonius Aurelius, that the Roman Emperor had a tunnel that connected him to Rebbe. That's how the Talmud phrases it. But that Rebbe kept him normal. Every king needs somebody to keep him normal. Sometimes there's zocher that the queen does it, but most of the time it doesn't work out. And they believe in themselves. They believe in themselves. And when Bar Kokhba began to believe in himself, he put himself higher than the authority, than the good sense of Chazal, so they began to disattach themselves from him. And the effect was to make Bar Kokhba slightly paranoid, which goes with being the king or the leader. A leader begins to see ghosts. He begins to suspect everyone of being against him. And that leads immediately to serious problems, to a paralysis of the spirit. And the pressure of the Roman army also began to tell. After having had a string of unbroken successes for almost 4 or 5 years, he now began to suffer reverses. And as the pressure of Rome bore down upon him, he felt that he was being betrayed, and he began to look for spies. He began to look for people who were betraying him, and he looked in the wrong places. He saw that he felt that the rabbis, the Prushim, had turned against him. And the culmination was the fact that he commanded a very large force at the city of Beitar. Now,